The investigation as that, you know, that I am a human rights activist, for that I am working for the organization for Libyan human rights, and then we are trying to gathering all the information to bring it to give it to the prosecutor, public prosecutor, and also we would like to have information also for Libyan jurisdiction in the future if we catch Gaddafi and we arrest him in Libya. But until now, we are gathering the information from media, from Libyan people, where they sent it to us by video, YouTube, or photos, or a lot of documents that we're gathering now.
But Hadi, some people are saying that how can you be gathering evidence against Gaddafi's regime when the rebels are also fighting and killing forces loyal to Gaddafi? So where do you draw the line?
No, as you know, that the revolutionaries now, they are not really fighting. They are starting just defending themselves against when the Gaddafi is using the mercenary. We have the information that Gaddafi brought from outside more than 60,000 mercenaries from some African countries and also some pilots from Ukraine and Serbia. Also some Italian that are helping him. And yesterday, just we heard there's also some people come from Israel, though they may be officers, they come from Israel to help Gaddafi, because the Gaddafi's son, he went to Israel and then he met with the officers and then asked them to help him. For that, this is all of this, this is under information where that crime committing, not just by the Libyan, by Gaddafi, but also there is the mercenary and the other countries they are involving in this situation.
Hadi, we heard that there are difficulties in really gathering evidence, except in areas under the control of the rebels. Is that the case?
Yeah, exactly. That, of course, if you see, for example, the Zawiya, this is in one area, it's one city, it's near Tripoli, it's just 44 kilometers. The people fighting, they are not revolutionaries, but they are not fighting as army, but they are fighting just for to saving a life, or they make a demonstration against the government. But Gaddafi, they sent the tanks to attacking them. This is information we could be using for the justice. But of course that we could be not have the information from because as you know that Gaddafi trying to hide all or prohibit all media to come to Libya. So that, yes, there is a difficulty to get a lot of information. But I think that in the future, when we go to ICC or even Libyan criminal justice, that there will be we will be asking some information from the United States by the satellite, because there is, I think, French satellite and American satellite and English satellites, I think they have some information how that Gaddafi is using his air force or using tanks and everything, that that it would be also one of the important information for the justice.
Now, Hadi, are you having any help from the international community to gather the evidence you're gathering against the Gaddafi regime?
Unfortunately, no, because as that you know, that international community, it's as you know, some international organization like Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International or other organization, they're asking us to give to them the information. But about the international community, unfortunately, until now, they not give us any information, because maybe they keeping also the information because they will be using it later. So that because as that you know, there's diplomatic still relation between Gaddafi and many other countries. So that until now they are not a broken relation with Gaddafi. They are not sure that Gaddafi will be shut down soonly. So that maybe they will be communicated. This is communication later, but right now we are trying to get the information just from people inside Libya.